This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organized Report, Weather Beach Logistics, every time. It's always a challenge to fly after a holiday, particularly Thanksgiving Sunday, often the busiest travel day of the year. Families, business people, you name it, are all trying to get back from the holidays fat and happy and then have to fly through Chicago's O'Hare Airport, along with the most trafficked in the U.S. and the world. God laughs at the plans of people. In some ways, I'm in awe of modern communications. When a plane is delayed, I get a text on my phone. Sometimes it's not timely, but still, it's a minor miracle of technology as a flight schedule makes it on the website and then triggers emails or texts to countless passengers tens of thousands of times per day. Make that hundreds of thousands on a Holiday Inn flight trip. Of course, it's not always accurate, but that might be too much to ask. At 9 p.m. the night before, I was on the phone and website and was assured that the flight was magically and amazingly on time to leave at 6:55 a.m. We boarded the first time about what and what to 8 a.m. Right ahead of me in line were several flight attendants on a 7-day off, as one described it. He asked his comrades if they'd gotten a text from the company telling them they were now at work. No, they said. And by the expressions on their faces, it was not just no, but no way. Eat that text. You're already on the ramp that's almost a home base and in your seat on the plane. But no, an airline gate agent was also walking down the ramp calling out his name, saying headquarters wanted him to go to work. I was just a bumper sticker on this truck. When he got to the door of the plane, it turned out he had to switch with an attendant on the plane who they were sending over to work another flight. He was asked whether he had his uniform and started changing. An hour later, when we boarded the flight, there he was, running the whole shebang. They've got a union and a strong one, but weather trumps. And even though we were 3 hours late, they could find him to go to work. Meanwhile, I'm calling home for help from my companiera to see if I can get a car, if I can get to Chicago and then drive to Madison. She pulls a rabbit out of the hat, so despite all the airline messages saying I had to book for tomorrow and get to Madison at 6 p.m. a day later, I was in the air. I hit the ground in Chicago, and I find a text from the airline saying my 2:20 flight to Madison was now delayed and it would get out at 3 p.m. What? Maybe I'll catch up with my bags. Maybe I'll make the meeting tonight. Mother Nature kicked this airport in the butt one more time, but the computers are still trying to catch up and run the world. You figure. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.